Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Monday, July 25th, 2005. Today I return to the Book of Disquiet by Fernando Pessoa, the diary entries that he wrote perhaps under the name. Perhaps he was creating a character while he wrote these. The character's name would have been Bernardo Suarez, which I'm pronouncing in English, not in Portuguese. And I'm reading today the passage issued by this edition.
Today I'm going to continue by reading the first template produced by the labs. This is called an installation film, and the method of the criticism of the template builders to create has been to
before I get into exactly what it's about, why don't I just read the statement from OTOM Labs about the Artificial Criticism Development Project and the critical templates which are presented on. Oh, by the way, you can find these critical templates at otomproductions.com. Just follow the link that says critical templates. So here's the value of science and science and method. So anyway, we last left Henri making the audacious statement that
this has nothing to do with one's experience of life.
No one seriously thinks that the law of which we speak, the law of inertia, will ever be abandoned or amended.
Consists in reducing one's
precisely because it will never be spoiled. Excuse me. True experience consists in reducing one's contact with reality, whilst at the same time,
precisely.
Wow, this is just an amazing sentence. And I didn't prepare for this, so I'm a little thrown by this as I attempt to read it. True experience consists in reducing one's contact with reality,
playing single chord wheels out of class and then coming in on top of a crazed contorted screen.
And I don't like sappy singer-songwriters, and there's quite a few other criteria as well, and that's actually what I'm going to be talking about today, if I get to it. Now, since the purpose of this project is entirely to serve my own enjoyment rather than to promulgate the world by location defined by vivid detail, people defined by mode of transit have verbs from their sort of transit to verb. Oddly, an incongruous detail verbs the location several times right through the variation of the scene description. The camera also pauses
everything lies within us anyway. So this is sort of a platonic thing that we already have. There's some great thing inside ourselves. Okay. In that way, one's sensibility can widen and deepen, since everything lies within us anyway. It is enough that we seek it out and know how to do so. What is travel? And what use is it? One sunset is much like another. You don't have to go to Constantinople
GUI interface or GUI interface, and these details can then be imported into one or more of the templates. AC developers from the second camp should find these templates equally useful to create an autochthonous work of criticism.
In the stars, I guess you could argue that we don't actually see the stars. We see the light from the stars. We don't see an image of the stars, as somebody pointed out to me once. It's a fact that I've delightedly kept in my head. Under these conditions, our law must certainly be either verified or not. But it is not so in physics.
6-to-1 ratio of ones I keep at all, and about a 9-to-1 ratio of ones that I like. Say that basically 1 in 10 I really like. 1 in 6 or 1 in 7 I find listenable. I delete the speedcore punk right away, most of the death metal, the singer-songwriters that can't sing and can't write, the singer-songwriters that can sing but write.
Actually, there's a whole
songs
tradition
that have
of things
sappy
that
choruses. That's a huge criteria.
The travel, discover the world within yourself, that sort of thing. Okay. Condillac begins his famous book, and there's an asterisk there. And here's what the asterisk says. I don't know if I'm going to have a time to read it. Particularly since it's in French, and my reading ability of French is extraordinarily limited. But I can mention that Condillac wrote